When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla. Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. I'm Roy Eliah, and we are delighted to be joined by Turner Edwards, a member of the Wahai Boys Junior Varsity Basketball Team. The JV team doing quite nicely in 2016-17. Turner, first of all, let's talk about how the season has gone for the Junior Varsity. You guys have been able to put a lot of wins together this season.
Yeah, starting off it was kind of rough, but towards like our second or third game against Hanford, we kind of came together as a team, and we've just getting wins, I guess. Mm-hmm. Kind of a new style of play. Peasley's putting our game, I guess, is just faster tempo. Mm-hmm. And we work together well. We have a lot of young players, so it makes it easy. So Parker Likes and Mason, they swing down. Helps us out a lot. But we're starting to work together well as a team.
So what were some of the things that the team was struggling with early in the season? Was it just a matter of getting to know each other, those kinds of things?
Yeah, myself and Scott Golden, the other junior on this team, we've all been playing together, with a lot of the older guys, but we've been getting to know some of the kind of younger guys because we haven't been really playing with them. So, yeah, it's kind of getting better, knowing each other and stuff, just hanging out together and stuff and becoming a team, really.
And just a moment ago, you were talking about how Coach Gary Peasley and company have put some really good things into the various game plans that you've been able to formulate, and they have brought forth some very positive results, those game plan type of things resulting in a lot of W's.
Yeah, definitely. Peasley, he pushes us, and, I mean, he pushes us to where we just get ready for that next level, and I mean that's how JV's supposed to be, but yeah, he does a good job. He's a good coach.
Now talk about some of the games this year. When I look back, boy, there have been some games this year where you guys have put up some incredible numbers. In fact, I think the weekend against the Kennewick schools, Southridge and Kennewick, you guys were able to put together some 80-point ball games, and obviously, offensively, boy, you guys were doing some really good things.
Yeah, we really work together well. Once we get that new system going, once we get going, pressing, all of us are just into the game. We usually get a lot of subs, so a lot of fresh bodies out there, but a lot of people really stepped up, like Dylan did in the Kennewick game, scoring 20 in the first. It was kind of cool. But, yeah, he's just a lot of the youngsters, too. They're coming up. It's really good for Wahai basketball.
Now, I believe there's at least one other sport that you play, and it's one that you're very, very fond of. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I've been – I play baseball for the Wahai varsity team. I played last year, and we had a pretty good season going to state. We lost out in the first, but I guess it was against a really tough team. But we're hoping to string together a good season this year.
And you've also participated in summer ball as well. And I believe you were part of a state championship ball club a couple of years ago with the Walla Walla Grizz.
Yeah, with the Grizz, that was fun. A lot of memories there with summer baseball. Yeah, we were hoping to win it last year, but we couldn't get over one little hump. But it was fun.
And that will do it for this edition of our Player Profile segment. We'll have more after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he completes most of his cases in less than 2 years. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for the smiles of so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There's no logo or printing on our box of any kind.
You already know what's inside will blow your mind.
And if it's from a box your Fazari's Pizza is served,
you came and picked up the pie you deserve.
Or it came to you in Clarkston from Fazari's Home Run.
Pick up or delivery, Fazari's.com will get it done.
So if you want to enjoy our food at home or work,
order a plain white box. But share, don't be a jerk.
Oh, boys, you make every belly happy in so many ways.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge, Fazari's Home Run on 15th, and both at Fazari's.com.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. I'm Roy Elia, and we are thrilled to be joined once again by Wahai Boys basketball coach John Golden. Goldie, Blue Devils commence a busy week. Three games in four nights on Wednesday night in Pasco. It was scary there in the fourth quarter, but the Blue Devils end the game in ever so strong fashion. A 16-1 surge over the final 6 minutes or so. Blue Devils, as it turns out, win going away 55-35.
Yeah, it was a good win. We got off to a good start, you know, with the way we started against in the first quarter against Pasco, and I was, you know, pleased with that. And then we kind of hit that second quarter blues, and we've done that a few games now. If you look back at our line scores the last few games, second quarter just seems to get us. And then, you know, we talked about that at halftime and made some adjustments and just wanted to be a little more aggressive defensively. And then they went to that zone a little bit, and we moved the ball around, found Logan a few times. And, yeah, we were able to go on that run to end it. And, yeah, it's nice, the midweek game and, you know, tough environment as far as just – you know, having to travel over on a Wednesday and so on. But our kids responded, and it was a nice win.
And as far as the offense is concerned, seemed like the most incredible moments came at the start of the third quarter, and then that surge to end the ball game, because the ball movement, very crisp, passing very good, and the finishes even better.
Yeah, and that's what we've been doing in the third quarter the last few games. So that was a good you know, a good way to start the half, which we wanted to do. Then we had that little bit of a lull at the end of the third, start of the fourth, and then we started being a little more aggressive and attacking the on the break a little bit more, and had some great passing in there, and Logan was able to finish.
And some of that aggressive play, it will, if nothing else, get the opposition into foul trouble.
Yeah, they were playing pretty physical. The referees called a lot over there, but there were a lot of things that weren't called. And, you know, it's just one of those games that was probably fairly difficult to officiate, because there was a lot of physical play and there were a lot of fouls, and they probably could have called more. But our kids persevered and got through it, and I was, you know, happy with how we responded after that beginning of the fourth quarter.
And defensively, Blue Devils did some awfully good things in the first quarter and then to close the game out.
Yeah, those were kind of the two areas of the game. You're right, that defensively we got some good stops in that first quarter. And then in the fourth quarter we got some stops too. And our defense has been playing pretty well overall the last several games. And we're going to need that, of course, this weekend and into next week.
and one of the beneficiaries offensively, the top beneficiary offensively for some of that crisp passing and so forth noted a moment ago. Logan Mullen, 26 points, 14 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that was big for him, and he's been scoring a little bit more and more the last few games. He's feeling a little more confident in the post, and our guys are doing a good job of finding him. The number of assists we've had has been amazing, and they did a good job of finding him, and he was able to finish last night, Wednesday night. So, we'll see where that takes us this weekend, but it gives us another option having that post presence inside.
And this weekend, the Blue Devils, a couple of tough challenges at home. The Kamiakin Braves in town on Friday night, and Saturday night, the Hanford Falcons come to town. The first time around, the Blue Devils with a big road win at Kamiakin in mid-December, a great way to start off Christmas break, and then that heartbreaking loss at Hanford. But these figure to be two very good and very competitive basketball games.
Well, without a doubt, Friday night, Kamiakin's coming in. They've won 10 or 11 in a row, and that'll be a real challenge for us. They're finding their shooting touch. They're playing well. It'll take a monumental effort on our part to get them. You know, defensively, I think we can do some things that can slow them down a little bit. But defensively for them, they're even better as well. So scoring will be a little more difficult for us on Friday. But hopefully it'll be a good game, and our kids are going to show up and play. And they've done that all year, and I've been really proud of them for that. Yeah, Saturday night we've got Hanford coming in. They snuck one away. We just gave up too many threes the last time we played them. I think we gave up 10 threes to them over at their place. And so that's something that we're going to try and shore up. And, it's an important game. They're a 4A team this year, so we're battling them for a playoff spot in terms of seeding. So, Saturday night's going to be a big game for sure.
And that will do it for this edition of the Coach's Corner, and we'll have more after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
We've been bringing men to one knee since 1906. You see, we've been part of that moment when a man takes a little box from his pocket, and he looks across at the woman he has a question for, and he's excited that he thinks he knows her answer. And then he gets down on one knee, and just a few words tumble out. I'm Skip at Falkenberg's Jewelers. Is it your moment to get down on one knee? Come see us. We have the diamond that will go in that little box that you will pull from your pocket. Falkenberg's Jewelers on Main Street, right in the heart of downtown Walla Walla.
Hi, this is Walla Walla Public Schools Special Education Director Libby Thompson. I'm excited to announce our new program, STEP, or Students Transitioning into Employment Possibilities. Students will partner with area businesses to learn skills to make them more employable through real-life job experiences. They will also access the local transit system and have opportunities for positive leisure activities. Our focus with the special education program is for all students to reach their potential.
In my way of thinking, reputation is everything. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC. Our service, parts, and body shop have over 230 years combined experience. I would guess nobody else even comes close. A reputation established over 66 years of doing it right has really paid off, as demonstrated by our thousands of happy customers. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Wahai Blue Devils on KGDC 1320 AM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Blue Devils Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And we're back once again at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium. I'm Roy Elia. Our between games coverage presented by the Walla Walla Community College Worker Retraining Program now continues with the starting lineups that are presented by Todd Kimball, CPA. Starting lineup, first of all, for the visiting Kamiakin Braves, as announced by head coach Brian Manili. The Braves will start at guard Kobe Bailey. He is 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior. Garrett Paxton will also start at guard. He is 6 feet 3 inches tall and a junior.
Starting at forward will be Peyton Flynn. Flynn is 6 feet 3 inches tall and a junior. Champ Grayson will start at guard. He is 6 feet 2 inches tall and a junior. And rounding out the Kamiakin starting lineup at a guard slash forward, Isaiah Brimmer. Brimmer is 6 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. Starting lineup now for the homestanding Wahigh Blue Devils, as announced by head coach John Golden. At guard will be Tyler Green, 6'1", and a junior. Mitch Lesmeister will start at guard. He is 6'1", and a senior. Starting at post will be Jordan Olivares, 6 feet 2 inches tall, and a senior. Dexter Eichley will start at guard. He is 6 feet tall and a senior. And rounding out Wahigh's starting lineup will be Logan Mullen at post. Logan is 6 feet 5 inches tall, and he is a senior. The officials for this upcoming Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game out of the Blue Mountain Officials Association, a veteran crew. The crew chief is Brian Richard, and he will be assisted this evening by Sean Oliver and Mike Gregg. We're getting closer and closer to basketball action here in the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium. A somewhat sparse crowd in attendance for this evening's Mid-Columbia Conference double dip. In any event, we will get things started very, very shortly. And while we await the warm-up portion of the pregame festivities to wind down and public address announcer Jim Johnson to do his thing, we will send it back to our studios for another two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connor's recipe for satisfied customers includes friendly staff and interior designers and top quality name products, including hardwood, vinyl planks, carpet, tile, countertops, and blinds. Give us a call today at 522-0176 or visit us on the internet at connorsflooringanddesign.com or come by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
At Total Office Concepts, a certified Kyocera Total Document Solutions provider, we see your business differently. We know your documents have workflow and compliance requirements and the need to eliminate paper documents when possible. With Kyocera's unique solutions and TOC's expertise, you can realize substantial savings. Total Office Concepts, locally owned, serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
What do Elgin Appliance and Maytag dishwashers have in common?
Maytag offers dependable cleaning built into every dishwasher with their Jet Clean Plus wash system.
While Elgin Appliance customers have come to depend on their knowledge, selection, and prices,
Maytag offers the four-step clean system, starting with spray jets with the power of 25 gallons per minute and the maintenance-free filter, along with the four-blade chopper, and finally, high-heat steam to sanitize.
So when purchasing your next dishwasher, depend on Maytag and Elgin Appliance and Milton Free Water.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to Western Night here at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium. I'm Roy Elia. Several Walla Walla High School students across the way donning cowboy hats on this Western Night. Appropriate, the Kamiakin Braves are in town. I believe that was part of the reason for having this Western Night here this evening at Walla Walla High School. At halftime tonight, going to be a very special presentation. Wahigh track coach Eric Hysaw will be receiving a $5,000 check from Big Blue Boosters for new uniforms. Of course, you all know that the track here at Walla Walla High School will be coming to fruition. There was some doubt for a spell, but a lot of people stepping up to the plate and really coming through and bringing that into being here on the campus of Walla Walla High School. So needless to say, a very exciting time here on the Walla High campus. It's Western night, and we will soon be having that presentation again with current halftime of tonight's contest between the Walla High Blue Devil boys and the Kamiakin Braves. The standings in the Mid-Columbia Conference show the Braves on top with an 8-1 record. They are 13-2 overall. Kamiakin coming into this ball game on a 10-game winning streak. Closely behind Kamiakin, the Richland Bombers, they are 7-1 in the conference, 9-4 overall. The Blue Devils, who are currently riding a 3-game winning streak, are all alone in third place in the league. They are 6-3 in the conference, 7-7 overall. Their opponent tomorrow night, the Hanford Falcons, just one game out of the third spot in the league standings. Hanford is 5-4 in the conference, 5-10 overall. Then you have Chiawana at 4-4 and 6-9. Pasco is next with a 3-6 conference record. Pasco 3-12 overall. Blue Devils, of course, beat them the other night in Pasco, 55-35. The Kennewick Lions are 2-7 in Mid-Columbia Conference play, 5-10 overall. And bringing up the rear, the Southridge Suns. Southridge, the Blue Devils will face next week, next weekend, 0-9 in the MCC. They are 0-14 overall. The teams getting final instructions from their respective head coaches. We're just about set for basketball here in the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium. The Kamiakin Braves out on the floor first, dressed in their road red jerseys with yellow numerals and yellow lettering, a little bit of yellow and white trim. Blue Devils, their home white, blue numerals, gray trim on both the numerals and the letters as well. Ball in the air, tip control by the Blue Devils, and this contest is underway. Tyler Green, top of the key, high post to Jordan Olivares. Olivares with one dribble, hands off to Dexter Eichley. Down the far side he goes, picked up by Brimmer. Gets it back in the far corner from Jordan Olivares. Near side to Lesmeister. 15 on the shot clock. Pass on the far side to Mullen. Logan looks inside, has Green. In the far corner, Eichley. Three on the way. Around and off, no good. And the rebound comes off to Grayson of Kamiakin. Grayson into the front court. Pass on the near side to Bailey. Nearly knocked away. Bailey terminates the dribble. And we'll pass on the far side to Grayson in the near corner. The ball goes to Bailey. Bailey will try a three. It's off the rim, no good. And Mullen gets the rebound off to Lesmeister. Just the start of this boys' contest. Nearly 1 minute into the opening quarter. At the moment, we are scoreless. Far side, Olivares with the basketball. In the far corner to Green. Tyler, couple of dribbles to the wing. Picked up by Brimmer. In the far corner it goes to Jordan Olivares. Bounces it in for Mullen. Mullen double team in the near corner to Eichley. Up top to Green. Gets around Brimmer. Down the left side of the lane. He goes to lay the ball up and in. 2-0 the Blue Devils. Brimmer front court. Picked up by Lesmeister. Pass on the near side to Bailey. Bailey looks inside for Brimmer. Gets around Mullen. Lays the ball up and missed it. Rebound comes off to Jordan Olivares, and now to Mitch Lesmeister. Mitch into the front court, near corner to Eichley. Dribbles up top, top of the key extended, far side to Green. Green gets it on the baseline to Jordan Olivares, up top to Lesmeister, 19 on the shot clock. Top of the key extended to Mullen. Logan with one dribble, far side to Jordan. Jordan Olivares inside for Green. Green scoop shot attempt off the backboard, no good. Rebound deflected out of bounds. Last touch by the Blue Devils, and it will be Kamiakin basketball. 2-0 the Blue Devils, 6:04 remaining in the first quarter. Ball inbounded to Paxton. Garrett Paxton on the dribble. Bounce the pass near side to Brimmer. Looks inside for Grayson. Turnaround shot over Olivares, going to be short. Jordan gets the rebound. Hands off to Green. Tyler Green, front court, on the dribble. Far side to Eichley, free throw line extended. Gets it up top to Lesmeister. Near side to Green. 20 on the shot clock. Between the rings, Dexter Eichley with a basketball. Near side to Jordan Olivares. One dribble. Up top to Lesmeister. Far side to Eichley. 10 on the shot clock. Up top to Green. Takes one dribble. Tries a three straight away. Misses it off the rim. Rebound off to Flynn. Now to Grayson. Kamayaka now on the offense. Trailing 2-0. Near side. Three-point attempt by Paxton is no good. And the rebound off to Lesmeister. Far side to Eichley. Eichley in the lane to Jordan Oliveras. A short jumper is way off the mark. And the rebound comes off to Grayson. Down the near side to Brimmer. He'll give it off to Paxton. Has the ball knocked away, stolen by the Blue Devils. Lesmeister the other way. Bouncing on the far side to Eichley. He'll pull it back out to the far wing. Get it in the far corner to Jordan. Inside for Mullen. Turnaround jumper. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound comes off to Grayson of Kamayakin. Comes down the near side on the dribble. Stops high post right side. Puts up a jumper. It's around and off, no good. Rebound deflected. Taken by the Braves. Taken by Bailey and out of Brimmer. On the far side to Paxton. Free throw line extended between the rings to Grayson. Grayson, far side to Paxton. Paxton gets it back on the far side. Will drive on the far side. Bounce a pass inside for a lay-in attempt by Flynn that is blocked. But Flynn is also fouled on the play. He is fouled by Mullen. Logan picks up the first foul against either side of the ball game. It comes with 4:24 remaining in the first quarter. Peyton Flynn at the free throw line for two shots. His first one is good. And the Braves are on the board. Flynn averages 5.5 points per game on the season. And now looking for an equalizing free throw. It's up, it's in and out, no good, and Lesmeister gets the rebound. Off to Green. Tyler Green into the front court on the dribble. Uses a pick by Oliveras. Stops the dribble between the rings to Lesmeister. Drives down the right side. Puts up a runner. Off the glass and good! 4-1 the Blue Devils midway through the first quarter. Near side with the basketball is Bailey. Off now to Grayson. Far side to Brimmer. Free throw line extended on the left. Brimmer, a couple of dribbles out front. Now between the rings. Pass on the near side to Bailey. Between the rings to Grayson. He'll drive down the near side. Kick it in the corner for a three-point attempt by Brimmer that is not good. Rebound deflected by the Braves once, twice. But the loose ball comes off to Lesmeister of the Blue Devils. Mitchell into the front court on the dribble. Goes between the legs with that dribble. Passes on the far side to Green. Green with a basketball. Bounce it in for Mullen. Mullen is cut off inside. Pass up top. Top of the key jumper by Oliveira is going to be short. Rebound off to Grayson. Grayson out of the backcourt on the dribble. Going to take it coast to coast and lay the ball up and in. Champ Grayson certainly looked like a champ that time. And it's now a 4-3 ball game in favor of the Blue Devils. Coming up on the 3-minute mark, time remaining in the first. Near side, Eichley lines up a three. Puts it up. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Braves all over the rebound that time. Flynn got that one. Brimmer into the front court. Stops at the top of the key. Pass on the near side to Grayson. Gets it up top to Paxton. Ball knocked away. Now actually a travel violation call. Good defense that time by the Blue Devils. Wolf and Nichols check in for Kamayakin. Going to the sideline, Bailey and Flynn. Blue Devils counter with a couple of substitutions of their own. Justin Oliveras and Grayson Gillen. Near side, Justin Oliveras with the basketball. He's picked up by Brimmer, up top to Gillen. Back on the near side to Justin, in the near corner to Green. Baseline jumper on the way for three, is off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes off to Grayson. Grayson out of the backcourt on the dribble. Stops on the far side, gives off to Brimmer. Near the midcourt line now to Paxton. 2:20 and counting, the time remaining first quarter. 4-3, the Blue Devils. Far side with the basketball is Paxton. He'll drive into the lane. Throw one up. Around and off, no good. Gets his own rebound. Dribbles to the far side. Pass on the near side now to Grayson. He'll line up for three. That shot is off the front of the rim, no good. Loose ball in the lane. It's taken by Brimmer at the free throw line. And Brimmer not going to do anything. What, if any, progress he was going to make. Stopped by an official's whistle. And it looks like Nichols will exit the contest. He got a bop in the mouth that time. Perhaps a bop in the nose. And play is temporarily halted. Unfortunately, the blow administered to Nichols drew blood. Wahai training staff out on the floor. to take care of that issue with 2:03 remaining in the first quarter. Blue Devils leading the Braves by a score of 4-3. Both teams getting a lot of looks early. The shots at the moment simply not falling. We have a temporary timeout period now as both teams retreat to their respective sidelines and are now being summoned back out by the officiating crew. Carson Green checks into the Kamiakan lineup. Also in is Robert Bischel. And they're out there with Brimmer and Paxton and Wolf. Timeout period is over. Ball is inbounded to Green. He'll angle to the near side on the dribble. Pass between the rings, a lazy pass, stolen easily by Lesmeister. Blows the lay-in, however, and Paxton gets the rebound. Now off to Green. Braves dodged the bullet that time. The bad pass did not cost them. Ball into Brimmer. Down in the low block, and Brimmer puts a turnaround jumper up and in for his first 2 points of the game, and Kamiakan leads 5-4. Minute and a half remaining in the first quarter. Farside Green with the basketball on the wing to Lesmeister. Up top now to Justin Oliveris. Oliveris on the far side to Lesmeister. Lesmeister with the basketball in the far corner to Green. Green will dribble to the high post. Look to make a move on Wolf. Attempts a scoop shot with the right hand and misses it. Kamiakan comes the other way. Far side Green with the basketball. Between the rings to Brimmer. On the near side to Pischel. Back to Brimmer. Brimmer looking to drive on Lesmeister. Spin move, but he's cut off very nicely indeed by Gillen. Gets it on the far side to Green. Jumper good by Green. Just off high post left side. 7-4 in favor of Kamiakan. In the final minute. Time remaining first quarter. 43 seconds and counting. Near side Lesmeister with the basketball. In the corner to Oliveris. Justin off to Gillen on the near wing. Grayson to the free throw line on the dribble. Bounce pass inside. Stolen by Green. Blue Devils turn it over. Slowly into the front court on the dribble is Brimmer. He will give off to Paxton. Shot clock is dead. We're now at 20 seconds remaining. First quarter. 7-4 Kamiakan. Paxton on a dribble. Picked up by Gillen. 10 seconds left in the quarter. High post to Brimmer. Hands off to Paxton. Near side. He's going to put up a jumper over Green. And it's off the rim. No good. A follow attempt inside by Wolf is blocked. He gets it back. Puts it up again and misses it. And that'll bring the first quarter of play to an end. Scoreboard showing after one. Kamiakan 7. Wahai 4. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. KGDC.
Hey Walla Walla, Scott Jordan at Paragon Auto Sales. Do you know what you get when we say come join the Paragon Auto Sales family? We help in all aspects of the vehicle industry. We'll appraise your vehicle for free. We'll help you sell your vehicle. Need help finding a good mechanic? 20 years of experience, I have a great group of businesses I do business with. I do this every day. I can help you save time and money. That's just a fraction of what you get when you join our family. And no, you don't have to buy a vehicle to join. Just call or like our Facebook page. Let me be your car guy, Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
KGDC Walla Walla.
To the second period of play here at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, I'm Roy Elia. A low-scoring first quarter. Kamiakan leading Wahai 7-4 after 8 minutes. The Braves with 3 first-quarter field goals. They were 1-for-2 from the free throw line. The Blue Devils managed just 2 field goals in the opening period of play and picked up the only personal foul of quarter number one. Timeout period is over. The Braves inbound the basketball. Grayson between the rings on the dribble. It's a high post to Wolf. Pass inside, deflected out of bounds by the Blue Devils, and it will be Kamiakan ball. Braves will inbound on the baseline in front court. Grayson looks to get it in. He'll loop it up top to Green. back on the far side to Grayson. Now to Bremer between the rings, near side to Bailey. Bailey inside for Bremer. He lays the ball up and in. 9-4 in favor of Kamiakin. 30 seconds into the second quarter. Mason Knowles has checked in for the Blue Devils. Gets it in the far corner to Justin Oliveris. Back to Knowles. Far side to Mullen. Near side to Justin. Justin against Bremer. One dribble. Far side to Knowles. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Between the rings to Eichley. On the far side to Mullen. Logan, one dribble to the top of the key. Seven on the shot clock. He has the ball knocked away and stolen by Grayson. Grayson down the far side. Stops in deep on the left. Gets it up top to Bailey. In the near corner it goes to Green. Up top to Bremer. Three on the way. Good. And a quick timeout called by John Golden of the Blue Devils. 6:57 remaining to be played in the second quarter. It's a 30-second timeout. And the Kamiakin Braves have opened up an 8-point lead. They lead the Blue Devils by a score of 12-4, thanks in large measure to Isaiah Bremer, who now has 7 points in the ballgame, 5 of them coming here in the second quarter of play. And those 5 points, I should say, 1 point more than the Blue Devils have scored in the first 9 minutes and change of this contest. When the teams last met in mid-December, the Blue Devils picked up a big road win over Kamiakin, 45-37. Certainly going to be a tough task tonight. The Braves, you would figure, would come in here a little bit angry in light of the fact that that loss to the Blue Devils, the only blemish on their conference record thus far. They do have a win over Richland. When those two teams get together later this season, that should be a dandy. Likely, more than likely, for the Mid-Columbia Conference title. Timeout period over. Blue Devils in possession. Les Meister near side. Pass on the far side, Justin Oliveris. Between the rings to Destra Eichley, who has re-entered the contest for the Blue Devils. Far side to Les Meister. Into the lane. Bounce pass on the far side to Oliveris. Has to save from going out of bounds and does so to Les Meister with 8 on the shot clock. Now on the far side to Oliveris. Inside for Michael Daniel, who's checked in. Baby hook far side is no good. And the rebound off to Wolf of the Braves. Blue Devils ice cold at the present time. Grayson top of the key. Pass on the near side to Bailey. Bailey gets it up top to Grayson. Grayson against Justin Oliveris, and he will travel with the basketball. And that'll turn it back over to the Blue Devils with 6:06 remaining in the second quarter. 12-4 in favor of Kamiakin. Out of the backcourt on the dribble, Mitch Lesmeister. Far side to Daniel. Just inside the three-point area. Up top to Knowles. Near side, Justin Oliveris. Jumper on the way, no good. Rebound deflected. Taken by Green of Kamiakin. Between the rings of the basketball now is Bremer. On the far side to Green. Or I should say Green gets the ball now from the far side from Bailey. Near side Bremer. He'll pull up for a jumper over Lesmeister. It's in and out, no good. Rebound off to Mitchell. Pass on the near side to Knowles. Knowles will drive on the near side. Gets around Grayson. Steps on the end line, and the Blue Devils turn it over. Paxton re-enters for the Braves for Green. Tyler Green into the Blue Devil lineup. He replaces Justin Oliveris with 5:29 remaining before halftime. 12-4 Kamiakin. Another substitution, Jim Molman enters for the Braves. He replaces Seth Wolf. Ball bounced in to Grayson. Grayson across the midcourt line on a right-handed dribble. Angles to the near side, gets it up top. Open for three is Paxton, and he knocks the shot down just off the top of the key area. And right now, the Braves having their way with the Blue Devils. They lead 15-4. Far side Eichley with a basketball. In the corner to Lesmeister. Mitch, one dribble to the wing. In for Michael Daniel. Closely guarded by Molman. One dribble up top to Green. 19 on the shot clock. Green down the far side on the dribble, and he is going to be grabbed and fouled on the play. And this is the first foul in the game against Kamiakin. And it's called on Jim Molman. The Blue Devils will inbound on the baseline in front court. Green, far corner to Knowles. Knowles looking to go around Bremer. Bremer cuts him off. Now to Green. He'll go into the lane. Tyler all the way to lay it up and in. 15-6, Kamiakin. Paxton near side with the basketball. Picked up by Dexter Eichley. Paxton now picked up in a switch by Lesmeister. Pass on the far side to Bailey. Ball now on the far side to Molman. Between the rings to Grayson. On the far side to Bailey. 15 on the shot clock. Rimmer, top of the key extended. Into the lane. Spin move on Lesmeister. Jumper not close. Rebound off to Mitch Lesmeister. Mitch into the front court. Down the left side. Now into the lane he goes. And he is going to be hit and fouled on his way to the basket. Fouled on the play by Rimmer. His first and the team's second. Mitch Lesmeister to the stripe for two shots. 4:14 remaining in the second quarter. 15-6, Kamiakin. Free throw by Lesmeister is good. Substitution for the Braves. Flynn re-enters, and he'll replace Molman. Mitch Lesmeister thus far with 3 points in the game. Averages 9.5 per game on the season. Second free throw, also good. 15-8 in favor of Kamiakin. 4:11 and counting, the time remaining in the second quarter. Near side, Brimmer with a basketball. Guarded by Mitch. Far side to Paxton. Long three. In and out, no good. A heartbreak. Rebound deflected to the far side. Taken by Lesmeister. Passing the near side to Mullen. In the corner to Eichley. Up top to Knowles. Inside for Michael Daniel. Spin move in the lane. Baby Hook is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound off to Flynn. Now to Paxton. He'll drive near side. Going to go up. Lay the ball up and in. Blue Devil bench wanted to travel. They're not going to get it. Paxton with 5 in the game. 17-8 Kamiakin. And now we're going to have a travel called on Green as they rule he shuffled the feet before going to the dribble. Driving down the middle of the lane. A tough break for the Blue Devils. Tough break at both ends in that particular case. Kamiakin gets it back after the turnover. Pass in the near corner. Goes to Paxton. And he finds you-know-who. Low block right side. Rimmer for an uncontested lay-in. Kamiakin by 11. 19-8. 3:13 and counting. The time remaining in period two. Daniel far side up top to Lesmeister. Mitch with a basketball. Pass on the near side to Knowles. Knowles in the corner to Green. Picked up by pass. Looping pass in for Lesmeister. And I think he is fouled from behind. He is fouled from behind by Champ Grayson. First foul on Grayson, the third on the Braves. Logan Mullen re-enters the Blue Devil lineup. He replaces Michael Daniel with exactly 3 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Ball looped in to Mullen. Up top to Green. One dribble. Three straight away. Off the back of the rim. No good. Mullen keeps it alive and gets it back in the lane and puts the ball back up and in. A beautiful shot by Mullen. Had that big game the other night against Pasco, did Logan Mullen. 26 points. He's got his first two of the night here, and it's 19-10 in favor of Kamiakin. Flynn far side. He'll put up a jumper. It's an air ball and will go out of bounds. That attempt from the left wing. And the Blue Devils will inbound after the Kamiakin miss. Kamiakin 19, Wahai 10. Just inside of 2.5 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Eichley from the far side. In for Lesmeister. Goes around Grayson. Puts it up with the left hand and missed it. Tries to keep it alive inside. Knocked the ball away, but the Braves will keep possession. And we got a timeout called by Kamiakin. It's a full timeout. 2:17 remaining second quarter. Mike and 19, Wahai 10, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Make it a lean, mean 2017 at Walla Walla's Postal Annex as they provide safe, secure, and super affordable shredding services. Why shred those outdated documents? It can prevent ID theft, protect you, your customers, and employees. It just makes perfect sense to be secure these days. So put those old records to bed and shred for just 99 cents a pound with expert shredding service and more from the pros at Walla Walla's Postal Annex. Owner Sheila Profrock and her crew are always there for you.
Hi, this is Sheila. Come see us in the Plazaway Shopping Center.
Happy New Year!
Welcome to Gigabit Country,
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 100 times faster than broadband to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
KGDC Walla Walla.
2 minutes and 17 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter. Kamiakin with a 19-10 lead over the Wahigh Blue Devils. Braves thus far led by the 9 points of Isaiah Brimmer. Blue Devils led by the 4 points apiece of Tyler Green and Mitch Lesmeister. Braves in possession of the basketball. Grayson far side up top. Look out. Paxton open for three, and he knocks it down. Paxton, 8 points, all of them here in the second quarter, and Kamiakin up by 12 over the very, very chilly, ice-cold Blue Devils. Lesmeister far side. Between the rings, Knowles. Three on the way for Mason. It's in and out, no good. A follow by Mullen is no good. Rebound deflected out front, taken by Green. Far side, Eichley. Three on the way. That's going to be short. Inside, Mullen. Put back in the lane, no good. And the rebound off to Flynn. Blue Devils right now just flat could not put the ball in the bucket. Can't put the biscuit in the basket. Can't throw it in the ocean or anything at the present time. Rimmer inside for the Braves. He'll put up a baseline jumper, and that one is good. 24-10 in favor of Kamiakin. 1:10 and counting. The time remaining in the second quarter. Lesmeister near side to Eichley. Dexter. Up top for Green. Ball knocked away. Stolen by Paxton. He'll go to the other end and blow a left-handed lay-in. Rebound off to Green. Far side to Lesmeister. Quick one inside to Mullen. Mullen on Flynn. Puts the shot up from the low block and missed it. Rebound comes off to Paxton. Now on the near side to Bailey. Paxton on the far side to Brimmer. Between the rings to Paxton. Near side to Grayson. Just inside of 40 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Short jumper up and good by Grayson just inside the free throw line. 26-10 in favor of Kamiakin. Near side, Mullen with a basketball. Up top to Eichley. Near side to Lesmeister. Mitchell bouncing inside for Mullen. Mullen is going to lay it up and in. Incredibly, and I say incredibly because he was slashed across the wrist by Brimmer, but put the ball up and in anyway. Brimmer picks up the foul, his second, and the team's fourth. Substitution for the Braves. Mitchell will re-enter, and Brimmer will come out with 17.4 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Logan Mullen will attempt to complete a three-point play. The free throw is good. 26-13 in favor of Kamiakin. In the backcourt with a basketball is Paxton. 13 seconds. Dribbles to the far side, guarded by Eichley. 10 seconds. 9 seconds. 8. Paxton. Far side to Grayson. 3 on the way. Air ball, but there uncontested for a lay-in is Pischel as nobody screened him off. And that will end the first half of play. A half dominated by the Kamiakin Braves. They outscore the Blue Devils in the second quarter, 21-9. And will go to the halftime locker room with a 15-point lead. Kamiakin 28, Wahigh 13. We'll be back with our halftime show after we take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hey, have you heard? The Farmers Co-op and CHS Primeland have joined forces. The new group, known as CHS Primeland, will focus on providing outstanding service to current co-op customers and growing to be a major supplier in the northern Idaho and eastern Washington markets. Don't you worry now. The co-op, CHS Primeland, still has the same great local field staff you've trusted for years. Think of it this way. The co-op has upgraded to CHS Primeland. 9th and Rose, Walla Walla. When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact.
That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he will happily monitor the development of your child's teeth for free anytime after age 7. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker Advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And we're back once again at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium. I'm Roy Elia. It is halftime, and right now the Kamiakin Braves dominating the Wahai Blue Devils. Kamiakin up by 15, the Braves 28, the Blue Devils 13. Kamiakin in the first half led by the 11 points of Isaiah Brimmer, 8 points for Garrett Paxton. They got 4 points from Champ Grayson, 2 points apiece for Carson Green and Robert Pissel, and 1 point was scored by Peyton Flynn. The Braves, with 12 field goals in the first half, 9 of them in the second quarter. They had 3 3-point field goals in the first half, all of them coming in the second quarter. The Braves in the first half, 1 of 2 from the free throw line and committed 4 personal fouls. We'll have Wahai's first half numbers for you after we take a 2-minute timeout. With the score, Kamiakin 28 and Wahai 13, we'll remind you that you're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
You're crazy hungry with an appetite like a lion, not a mouse.
You want mad filling pizza toppings, then you want a house.
Salami, olives, mushrooms, and a rockin' tons of pepperoni.
Plus beef, Italian sausage. The house ain't frontin', ain't no phony.
Roll to Fazari's for the house. See us, give us a shout.
It's old school good pizza. Word, peace out.
You boys, so retro.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston and Fazari's.com. Do it like
that. Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
We've been bringing men to one knee since 1906. You see, we've been part of that moment when a man takes a little box from his pocket and he looks across at the woman he has a question for, and he's excited that he thinks he knows her answer. And then he gets down on one knee and just a few words tumble out. I'm Skip at Falkenberg's Jewelers. Is it your moment to get down on one knee? Come see us. We have the diamond that will go in that little box that you will pull from your pocket. Falkenberg's Jewelers on Main Street, right in the heart of downtown Walla Walla.
Hello, this is Walla Walla Public School Superintendent Wade Smith. I am honored to begin my tenure as the District 16 Superintendent over our 133-year history. Our administrative team's core leadership philosophy centers on being intentionally focused on academic achievement. Reading, writing, math, and dropout prevention will be target areas this school year as part of our core mission in assuring all students thrive. We are strategic in our approach to learning and expect you to hold us accountable. Walla Walla Public Schools, where relationships fuel success.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, a halftime presentation, a $5,000 check going from Big Blue Boosters to Wahigh Track and Field Coach Eric Hysaw. The team looking to obtain new uniforms, and of course, they'll be donning those new uniforms on me performing on a new track that has come to fruition here on the Walla Walla High School campus. Mike and Braves leading the Wahigh Blue Devils here at halftime at 28-13. A miserable first half for the Blue Devils offensively. Only three players scored. Blue Devils got 5 points from Logan Mullen and 4 points apiece from Tyler Green and Mitch Lesmeiser. And that is all she wrote as far as the Blue Devils first half scoring is concerned. The Blue Devils with only 5 field goals in the first half of play. The Blue Devils were 3 for 3 from the free throw line. They picked up just 1 personal foul in the first half of play. And to say the Blue Devils have their work cut out for them in the second half, and it's going to be a tough road to hoe against this red-hot Kamiokan ball club, would be about as big an understatement as one could ever imagine. But hey, we still have one more half to go. Let's see if the Blue Devils can cut into that Kamiokan lead and make this a game. Right now, it's all Kamiokan. The Braves leading the Blue Devils here at halftime by a score of 28-13. We'll be back second half action after we take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
In my way of thinking, reputation is everything. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC. Our service, parts, and body shop have over 230 years combined experience. I would guess nobody else even comes close. A reputation established over 66 years of doing it right has really paid off, as demonstrated by our thousands of happy customers. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Wahigh Blue Devils on KGDC 1320 AM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Blue Devils Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Just about set for the second half of play here at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium. I'm Roy Eliah. The Wahigh Blue Devil boys trail the Kamiokan Braves here at halftime by a score of 28-13. In earlier action this evening, the Wahigh girls varsity team was defeated by the Kamiokan Lady Braves, a final score in that one of 63-51. And incidentally, that loss dropped the Lady Blue Devils to 4-6 in the conference, 5-10 overall. The Wahigh Blue Devil boys trying to avoid falling back under the 500 mark on the season and falling to 6-4 in the conference. But again, we emphasize they've got their work cut out for them against this Kamiokan ball club that, like the Blue Devils, started out ice cold. Kamiokan led after one quarter 7-4, then picked things up in the second quarter. The Blue Devils, however, were not able to keep pace. Kamiakin able to open up a 15-point lead, 28-13. The halftime period has now concluded. We're about set to begin the third period of play. Both teams with their starting five on the floor to begin this second half of play. Ball into Tyler Green. All right, Blue Devils, let's get going, huh? Near side, Eichley. Up top, Jordan Oliveras. Far side, Lesmeister. Nice look inside for Mullen. Double and triple team. Mullen puts it up and in, though. Fine play by Logan Mullen as he was able to get through multiple Braves that time to put the ball up and in off the glass. 28-15, Kamiakin. Promising start to the second half. Near side with the basketball is Paxton. Gets it up top to Brimmer. Far side to Bailey. Looks inside, a nice look to Brimmer, and Brimmer lays the ball up and in. Brimmer with a baker's dozen. The lead back up to 15 for Kamiakin. 30-15. Lesmeister far side between the rings to Eichley. Far side to Green. Green drives into the lane. Pump fake. Puts it up. Missed it. Ball deflected far side. Lesmeister tries a jumper from the wing. And he knocks it down. 30-17, Kamiakin. Just inside of 7 minutes remaining. Third quarter. Between the rings, Grayson with a basketball. Near side to Brimmer. Brimmer on the far side to Bailey. Bailey against Green. Far side to Paxton. Paxton into the lane. Gets it on the near side to Flynn. Short jumper, good. 32-17, Kamiakin. Far side, Eichley with a basketball. In deep on the left, Jordan Oliveras. Back up top to Lesmeister. Cross court to Eichley. Between the rings, Oliveras. Far side to Green. Green, couple of dribbles, top of the key to Mullen. He will drive by Flynn and lay the ball up and in. Logan Mullen with nine. 32-19 in favor of Kamiakin. Substitution for the Braves. The next time it's dead. Grayson front court. Near side to Brimmer. Brimmer with one dribble. Between the rings to Paxton. Dribbles to the near side. Near corner to Grayson. Back inside for Brimmer. Up top, Flynn. Far side, three on the way by Bailey. Good. 35-19 in favor of Kamiakin. Lesmeister with the basketball. Far corner to Green. Green behind the back dribble. Far corner, Lesmeister. Three on the way. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebounding foul going to be called on Logan Mullen. He was too physical with Brimmer that time in the low block. Logan, that's his second. The first in the half on the Blue Devils. Substitution for Kamiakin. Seth Wolf re-enters. Give Kamiakin a lot of credit. Blue Devils looking a little better at the start of this third quarter offensively, but Kamiakin has matched them basket for basket. They've had a net gain of 1 point in the quarter thus far, have the Braves. They lead by 16. And will inbound on the far sideline in front court with 24 seconds on the shot clock. 5:22 remaining in the third. Kamiakin 35, Wahai 19. On the far corner to Paxton. Couple dribbles to the wing, between the rings to Bailey. Now on the near side it goes to Wolf. In the lane for Brimmer. Has it knocked away by Eichley. It's stolen by the Blue Devils. Kamiakin turns it over. Good hands by Dexter. Lesmeister gets the loose ball. Going to drive all the way. Gets in the lane. Ball knocked away near side. Taken by Green. Three-pointer on the way. Good for Tyler Green. And a timeout called by Kamiakin with 4:58 remaining to be played in the third. 30-second timeout. The Kamiakin lead is now a baker's dozen. A 13-point spread. It's now Kamiakin 35 and Wahai 22. So look at our scorebook. Logan Mullen, the leading scorer for the Blue Devils, with 9 points in the game thus far. Setting the pace for Kamiakin with a game-high 13 points is Isaiah Brimmer. The Blue Devils with 9 points here in the third quarter compared to 7 for Kamiakin. We still have a long way to go, but the Blue Devils certainly will not make any progress exchanging baskets with the Braves. They need to put together some kind of surge, get some defensive stops, and then make the most of their opportunities at the offensive end to get back into this ball game. The timeout period is over. Braves in possession, leading 35-22. Paxton against Green. Pass on the far side to Bailey. Now to Grayson. Grayson one dribble. Near side to Wolf. Wolf couple of dribbles. Far side to Bailey. Near side to Paxton. In the corner to Grayson. Pulls up for a baseline jumper and knocks it down. 37-22, Kamiakin. Up top Green, near side to Lesmeister. Far side now, Jordan Oliveras. Top of the key to Mullen. He'll drive down the near side, but he's going to be called for traveling. Blue Devils turn it over. Braves get it back, leading 37-22. 4:20 and counting, the time remaining in the third quarter. Ball on the far side to Brimmer. Between the rings to Grayson. Near side to Wolf. Looks inside for Bailey. Bailey in the low block. Goes into the lane. Has a shot blocked by Green, but gets it back near side. Up top to Grayson. 15 on the shot clock. Far side, Wolf with the basketball. Pass inside. Now on the near side. Grayson hits Bailey. Shot no good. Follow in the lane is good. Paxton got that one. He's in double figures with 10. 39-22 in favor of Kamiakin. Top of the key, Jordan Oliveras. Near corner to Eichley. Up top to Green. Green up top to Eichley. Far side to Lesmeister. Free throw line extended. In the low block to Mullen. Up top to Lesmeister. Down the left side. Pulls up on the wing. Jumper off the back of the iron. Rebound. Volleyball by Eichley, but taken by Brimmer. Brimmer down the left side on the dribble. Goes behind the back. Bounces a pass to Paxton. Back to Brimmer near side. Three on the way. It's around and off. No good. Bodies on the floor on the rebound. Two Braves and one Blue Devil. Green comes the other way. Near side, Lesmeister. Bounce pass inside intended for Mullen. It's stolen by Bailey. Blue Devils turn it over. Coming up on the three-minute mark. Time remaining third quarter. 39-22, Kamiakin. Grayson far side between the rings to Bailey. On the near side to Wolf. Wolf to the top of the key on the dribble. On the near side to Grayson. Between the rings to Brimmer. On the far side to Bailey. Bailey gets it between the rings to Grayson. Grayson top of the key, far side to Paxton. He'll drive into the lane, throw up a left-handed lay-in that is not good, but he is going to be fouled. Foul on Mitch Lesmeister is his first. Team's third of the half. Paxton will step to the free throw line for two shots. Has 10 points in the game thus far. First free throw is off the front of the rim, no good. Green and Bissell return for the Braves. Jacob Leaning into the Blue Devil lineup, replacing Mitch Lesmeister with 2:40 remaining third quarter. 39-22 in favor of Kamiakin. Second free throw by Flynn, or Paxton, I should say, is good. He has 11 in the game. Justin Oliveras in for the Blue Devils. He replaces Jordan Oliveras as Kamiakin balloons its lead to 18 points, 40-22. Green front court. Near side, Justin Oliveras. Far side to Eichley. Three on the way by Dexter. Off the back of the rim. Long rebound comes off to Pissel of the Braves. They nearly lose it in the backcourt, but the ball recovered by Paxton. Paxton into the front court on the far side to Wolf. Wolf, couple of dribbles out front. Put off to Flynn. Now on the near side, it goes to Paxton. He'll drive by one Blue Devil, but not a second. Kick it far side to Pissel for a jumper that is no good. Rebound on the far side, though, is taken by Paxton. He'll go into the lane, get it up top to Flynn. Jumper on the way, just inside the top of the key. Rattles and drops. 43-22, Kamiakin. Far side, Green with the basketball. To the top of the key. Far side to Eichley. In the corner, Justin Oliveras. Three on the way, air ball. Rebound to Paxton. 1:40 and counting, the time remaining third quarter. Far side, Green with the basketball. He'll try a three. That's an air ball. Justin Oliveras gets the rebound. Off to Green. Blue Devils come the other way, trailing 43-22. Green near side. Pulls up for a jumper. And he knocks it down. 42-24 in favor of Kamiakin. Braves in possession of the basketball. And a huge third quarter lead. Flynn to the top of the key. Hands off to Wolf. on the near side to Paxton. He'll drive on Eichley, put up a right-handed lane and miss it, but he is fouled on the play by Dexter Eichley. His first and the team's fourth of the half. And Paxton will go to the free throw line for two shots. 106 remaining third quarter. Free throw by Paxton. In and out, no good. The Braves now 2 for 5 from the free throw line in this game. But they have a lead of 18 at the present time, 42-24. Second free throw by Paxton, and that one is good. Blue Devils the other way. Green down the far side, puts the ball up, missed it, but he is blocked on the play by Paxton. Fouled before the shot attempt. And Paxton picks up his first. That's the first foul called in the half on the Braves. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the baseline in front court. Green gets it into Eichley. Up top to Leaney. In for Mullen. Turnaround jumper. A short one of 6 feet is no good. Rebound to Flynn. Far side to Paxton. Final minute. Time remaining third quarter. Blue Devils needed a surge in the third quarter. But instead, Kamiakin has built a 15-point halftime lead up to 19. And looking for more. Near side with the basketball is Wolf. Wolf a couple of dribbles. Looking. Whistle between the rings. On the dribble against Leaning. He hands off to Green. Carson Green on the far side. Paxton, 3 on the shot clock. 2 on the shot clock. He'll pull it for a jumper over Green. In and out, no good. Rebound, though, is deflected to Green. And Green puts it back. 45-24, Kamiakin. Far side Leaning. He'll try a 3 from the wing. That's going to be short. Rebound off the pistol with 5 seconds, with 4. Comes down the far side, gets it in the far corner to Green. 3 on the way, good at the buzzer. After 3, Kamiakin 48, Wahai 24. We'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank Connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
At Total Office Concepts, a certified Kyocera Total Document Solutions provider, we see your business differently. We know your documents have workflow and compliance requirements and the need to eliminate paper documents when possible. With Kyocera's unique solutions and TOC's expertise, you can realize substantial savings. Total Office Concepts, locally owned, serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
KGDC Walla Walla.
To the fourth and final period of play here at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, I'm Roy Elia. Through three quarters, the Kamiakin Braves have doubled the Blue Devils in field goals made. Kamiakin with 20, including 5 3-point goals. Braves 3 of 6 from the free throw line through three quarters. Blue Devils just 10 field goals through three periods of play. 1 a 3-point goal. Blue Devils 3 for 3 from the charity stripe. Kamiakin begins the fourth and final period with an awesome 24-point lead, 48-24. And they have the first possession of this final period. 15 on the shot clock. Brimmer far side with the basketball. Looking to drive on Lesmeister. Spin move in the lane, and he is going to be fouled. Blue Devils pick up their fifth foul of the half. That's the second personal on Mitch Lesmeister. And Brimmer to the free throw line for two shots. He has 13 points in the game thus far. He's one of two Braves in double figures. The other, Garrett Paxton, with 12. First free throw by Brimmer. Clanks off the back of the rim, no good. Blue Devils for three quarters, 9 points apiece. And Tyler Green and Logan Mullen, 6 from Mitch Lesmeister. And that is it Second free throw by Brimmer is good. 49-24 in favor of Kamiakin. Lesmeister front court. Far side to Michael Daniel, who has checked into the ball game. Up top to Leaning. Far side to Green. Green will drive in the lane. Stop just inside the free throw line. Get it on the near side to Leaning. Great move to get Green off his feet. Then set for a short jumper near side and put the ball in. Nice job by Jacob Leaning. His first two of the game. 49-26 in favor of Kamiakin. Nearly a minute into the fourth quarter. On the near side, Brimmer. He'll drive on Lesmeister. Nearly travel. Got it up top. Now they swing it in the near corner. Do the Braves to Grayson. Now far side. Jumper on the way by Flynn is good. Anything you can do, we can do better. Green down the near side with the basketball in the lane for Daniel. Up top to Lesmeister. 3 second violation called against the Blue Devils. Wahai turns it over. Paxton re-enters for the Braves along with Bailey. Coming to the sideline, Green and Bissell with 6:41 remaining. Kamiakin by 25. Braves 51. Blue Devils 26. Paxton far side to Bailey. Between the rings to Grayson. Grayson's spin move at the free throw line. Near side to Brimmer. On the far side to Bailey. Gets it on the wing to Grayson. Grayson inside for Brimmer. Brimmer, jumper over Lesmeister. Good. In deep on the right. 16 in the game for Brimmer. Kamiakin 53. Wahai 26. Near side, Justin Oliveris with the basketball. Far side to Lesmeister. Between the rings to Green. Green on the near side on the dribble. Picked up by Brimmer. Off to Green. Up top, Leaning. Far side to Justin. In the lane to Lesmeister. Makes a nice move around Grayson that time and puts the ball up and in. Lesmeister with 8, 53-28 in favor of Kamiakin. 5:43 and counting, the time remaining in the fourth quarter. Far side, Bailey with a basketball. Near side to Brimmer. Brimmer against Lesmeister. And Mitch is going to foul Brimmer. And for Lesmeister, that's his third. That's the sixth in the half on the Blue Devils. Thus far in the ball game, the Braves have been called for just 5 personal fouls. That foul just a moment ago, the Blue Devils' 7th of the ball game. Braves turn it over. Grayson loses control of the basketball to Justin Oliveris. Green into the front court on the dribble, in deep on the left. Is cut off. Far side to Justin Oliveris. In the near corner to Lesmeister. Mitch, a dribble to the wing, puts up a jumper. Good! Mitch with 10 in the game, 53-30, Kamiakin, as we approach the 5-minute mark, time remaining in the fourth quarter. Flynn gets it up top to Grayson. Grayson with a basketball. Near side to Paxton. Paxton will drive on Green. Stops on the baseline. Puts up a jumper. And he scores that baby from about 10 feet away. Paxton with 14 in the game. 55-30, Kamiakin. 4:48 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Jumper from the free throw line by Green is no good. Flynn gets the rebound off to Grayson. Grayson into the front court, stops at the free throw line, pops from there, misses, but he is fouled. And that one is the fourth personal foul on Mitch Lesmeister, the 7th on the Blue Devils. Or I stand corrected, that's the 6th on the Blue Devils. And Grayson will step to the stripe for a pair. The first one is good. Substitutions for the Blue Devils. Gillen and Parker likes check in. Bowman has re-entered for Kamiakin. Second free throw up and no good. The ball taken by Gillen. Now to Green. Green in the front court. 56-30 Kamiakin. Justin Oliveris in possession. Far side to Green. Green into the lane. Knocks Paxton to the ground, gets it near side to Justin Oliveris for a jumper from the wing that is no good. Rebound comes off to Grayson. Grayson down the near side. Up top to Brimmer. Now to Paxton. Pass to the far side, thrown away and out of bounds. As that time, Bailey was cutting to the goal. And Paxton's pass on the outside. Braves turn it over. Blue Devils in possession. We approach the midway point. Time remaining in the fourth quarter. 56-30 in favor of Kamiakin. Top of the key, Gillen. Far side to Justin Oliveras. Now off on the wing to Tyler Green. Green against Brimmer. Gets Brimmer off his feet. Far side, Oliveras. In for Michael Daniel. A soft set shot for the far side. About 9 feet away is good for Michael Daniel. 56-32, Kamiakin. Between the rings of the basketball is Grayson in the lane for Brimmer. Brimmer against Likes, shoots over Parker, and shoots an air ball. Rebound off to Green. Green far side, Michael Daniel, one dribble. He'll try another set shot, this one from the far wing, and he puts it in. Daniel with four quick points, and we have a timeout called by Kamiakin. 3:20 remaining in the fourth quarter. Scoreboard showing Kamiakin 56, Wahai 34, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
What do Elgin Appliance and Maytag dishwashers have in common?
Maytag offers dependable cleaning built into every dishwasher with their Jet Clean Plus wash system.
While Elgin Appliance customers have come to depend on their knowledge, selection, and prices,
Maytag offers the four-step clean system, starting with spray jets with the power of 25 gallons per minute and the maintenance-free filter, along with the four-blade chopper, and finally, high-heat steam to sanitize.
So when purchasing your next dishwasher, depend on Maytag and Elgin Appliance and Milton Free Water.
Hey, Walla Walla, Scott Jordan at Paragon Auto Sales. Do you know what you get when we say come join the Paragon Auto Sales family? We help in all aspects of the vehicle industry. We'll appraise your vehicle for free. We'll help you sell your vehicle. Need help finding a good mechanic? 20 years of experience, I have a great group of businesses I do business with. I do this every day. I can help you save time and money. That's just a fraction of what you get when you join our family. And no, you don't have to buy a vehicle to join. Just call or like our Facebook page. Let me be your car guy, Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The timeout period is over. 3 minutes, 20 seconds remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. Kamiakin with a commanding 22-point lead over the Wahai Blue Devils, 56-34. Braves in possession of the basketball. Molman on the far side gets it up top to Paxton. On the near side to Grayson. Grayson passes to Bailey, right side angle. In the lane for Brimmer against Likes. Brimmer gets it in the near corner to Grayson. Grayson will dribble into the lane, put a short one up over Gillen and miss it. Rebound taken by no one quite yet, but now by Justin Oliveras. Off to Green. Green near side with a basketball. Hands it off to Gillen, up top to Green. Three straight away by Tyler is no good. And on the rebound, we're going to have a foul called, I believe, on the Braves. It is on the Braves. It's on Brimmer. That is his third and the team's second of the second half. Wolf into the Kamiakin lineup. He replaces Molman with 2:43 remaining in the fourth quarter. 56-34, Kamiakin. Ball in the far corner to Grayson. Gillen, that is. Far side to Justin Oliveras. Back in the far corner, Green. Three on the way. Good! Green with a dozen. 56-37, Kamiakin. Inside of 2.5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Up top of the basketball, Wolf. On the near side to Bailey. Bailey between the rings to Wolf. Near side to Grayson. Back on the far side to Wolf. He'll try a three from the wing and knock it down. Blue Devils score. Braves respond. Blue Devils score. Braves respond. That's been kind of the pattern here in the second half. And a big reason why the Blue Devils have not been able to cut into the Braves' lead significantly as Tyler Green lays the ball up and in. He now has 14 points in the game, 59-39 Kamiakin, 1:43 and counting, the time remaining in the fourth quarter. Substitutions for both sides. The next time it's dead, Mason Knowles will check in for the Blue Devils. Grayson in the far corner to Bailey. Bailey cut off on the baseline, held on the baseline. And that foul is called on the Blue Devils' Grayson Gillen, his first. That's the team's seventh. Knowles will replace Green in the Wahai lineup. And wholesale substitutions for the Braves. As Bailey checks out, Brimmer checks out, and Paxton checks out. And another substitution momentarily. Molman will re-enter for Kamayakin as Bailey steps to the free throw line for a 1-1. 1:31 remaining in the fourth quarter. The free throw by Bailey is good. Tomorrow night, the Wahai boys and girls will be home taking on the Hanford Falcons. Airtime will be at or around 5:15 tomorrow night here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Girls broadcast will again start at 5:15. The tip-off for their contest, 5:45. Tip-off for the boys' contest will be at or around 7:30. Bailey checks out, and in for him is Carson Green. Here come the Blue Devils, down 61-39. Knowles near side, Justin Olivares. Far side to Likes. Parker with a couple of dribbles. He'll go into the lane, go to the goal strong, and lay the ball up and in. Likes with his first field goal, 61-41, Kamayakin. Green front court on the dribble, pass on the far side to Molman. Looks inside for Flynn. The pass over Flynn and out of bounds, and that takes some doing because Flynn is 6 feet 3 inches tall, and with his up above reach, you have to think that adds another foot and a quarter or so, but even with all of that, the pass well over him and out of bounds, turnover Kamayakin. Blue Devils in possession. We're now in the final minute of this contest. 61-41 Kamayakin. Ball up top to Gillen. Shot partially blocked. A three-point attempt. Loose ball comes off to the Braves. Green front court. Near side to Pissel. Dribble out between the rings. Pass on the far side to Flynn. Nearly lost the ball, but recovered it near the midcourt line. Near side to Molman. Molman will drive to the basket. Put the ball up and in off the glass. Molman makes it 63-41 Kamayakin. The Braves about to win their 11th straight. In the front court, Knowles. Hands off to Likes, 13 seconds. Justin Olivares, far side to Gillen, pulls up on the baseline, inside for Michael Daniel. Daniel puts the ball up and in. Michael with a half dozen, and that will likely be the final offensive set and basket of the ball game as the Braves dribble out the clock. This ball game is over, and Kamayakin with a resounding 63-43 victory tonight over the Wahai Blue Devils. We'll be back to the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium for our postgame show after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Make it a lean, mean 2017 at Walla Walla's Postal Annex as they provide safe, secure, and super affordable shredding services. Why shred those outdated documents? It can prevent ID theft, protect you, your customers, and employees. It just makes perfect sense to be secure these days. So put those old records to bed and shred for just 99 cents a pound with expert shredding service and more from the pros at Walla Walla's Postal Annex. Owner Sheila Profrock and her crew are always there for you.
Hi, this is Sheila. Come see us in the Plazaway Shopping Center.
Happy New Year!
Welcome to Gigabit Country. Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 100 times faster than broadband to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
Hey, have you heard? The Farmers Co-op and CHS Primeland have joined forces. The new group, known as CHS Primeland, will focus on providing outstanding service to current co-op customers and growing to be a major supplier in the northern Idaho and eastern Washington markets. Don't you worry now. The co-op, CHS Primeland, still has the same great local field staff you've trusted for years. Think of it this way. The co-op has upgraded to CHS Primeland. Ninth and Rose, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And we're back once again at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium. I'm Roy Elia. The Wahai Blue Devil boys tonight defeated by the Mid-Columbia Conference leading Kamaic and Braves, a final score of 63-43. A night where it seemed like the Blue Devils were out of sync from the get-go, especially offensively. They managed just 4 points in the first quarter of play, 13 points in the first half, 24 points through three quarters. They did turn it on a little bit in the fourth quarter, scored 19 points, and by that time, Kamiakin had this thing well under control. The Braves, I should say, really blowing this one open in the second quarter, outscoring Wahai 21-9 as the Braves turn a 3-point first quarter edge into a 15-point halftime lead and were not seriously threatened in the second half of play. Blue Devils play offensively improved in the second half, but it seemed like every time the Blue Devils did something offensively, Kamiakin would come right back and keep the Blue Devils at least two or three arms length. And very graciously, we are going to be joined now by Wahai head coach John Golden. We greatly appreciate him making his way out here after this tough, tough loss tonight. Coach Golden, I'll tell you, this Kamiakin Ball Club, everybody knew it was going to be a tough one coming in, and it certainly was without question as they now extend their winning streak to 11 in a row.
Yeah, that's a pretty good team. They offensively, they're pretty good. Well, and defensively too. You know, they shut us down, and we had a hard time scoring, and that was the difference. You know, they played very well, and we had a hard time finding the hole. I think we shot 20% first half, and you know, part of that's us, but part of that's their defense too. So we knew it was going to be a tough game, but tomorrow night becomes even bigger.
So this one, you just forget about it like right here and right now and look ahead to tomorrow night, and it figures to be another tough ball game. Hanford coming to town, and it's quite the race in the Mid-Columbia Conference for third. Blue Devils came into the night a game up on Hanford, but you can't worry about any of that stuff. It's just a matter of coming out tomorrow night and taking care of business.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we know they can shoot the ball well. We gave up some threes to them the last time, and so we got to shore up some things defensively. But, yeah, it'll be a big one, and our guys will be ready. I know they will. They'll get some rest tonight. We'll go through some stuff in the morning, and we'll be ready to go tomorrow night.
Coach, again, we appreciate the time very, very much. Very gracious of you to join us. And the best to you and the Blue Devils during tomorrow morning shoot around. And let's hope it will translate into a nice effort tomorrow night against a very, very representative Hanford basketball team.
All right. Yeah, thanks, Roy. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay, sounds good. Comments from Wahai head coach John Golden after this 63-43 loss to the Kamiakin Braves. Our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game this evening. Blue Devils, for the most part, struggling throughout the course of the contest. Tyler Green, the leading scorer in the game with 14 points. Some Blue Devils came off the bench and did some good things. The likes of Jacob Leaning with a field goal. Parker Likes with a field goal. Michael Daniel got a half dozen points in the final period of play. But we are going to give the Eric Kimball CPA Player of the Game Award this evening to Tyler Green, who led the Blue Devils tonight with 14 points. And now our Precision Garage Door sportsmanship moment of the game. Precision Garage Doors, serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding area since 2003. They offer garage doors, garage door openers, gate openers, and full service and repair of all brands. Competitive prices, quality products, and the best service is what you get when you call Precision Garage Doors. Be sure to give them a call, 509-520-2430. Sportsmanship moment coming in the fourth quarter. The Blue Devils showing a little bit of fight despite extremely adverse circumstances. Again, some sparks provided off the bench by Jacob Leaning, Michael Daniel, and Parker Likes, who combined for 10 of the Blue Devils' 19 fourth quarter points. 5 going to Tyler Green, 4 going to Mitch Lesmeister during that final period. But those gentlemen noted first, Messrs. Daniel, Leaning, and Likes providing us with our Precision Garage Door Sportsmanship moment of the game. Their continued hustle throughout the fourth and final period of play, deserving of our honor tonight. Sportsmanship moment of the game presented by Precision Garage Doors. Here now the final scoring in tonight's game. First for the victorious Kamiakin Braves. They were led by the 16 points of Isaiah Brimmer. Garrett Paxton added 14. Then in single digits, Carson Green with 7. Kobe Bailey had 5. 3 points were scored by Seth Wolf. 7 points for Peyton Flynn. 7 for Champ Grayson. 2 points for Robert Pissell. 2 points for Jim Molman. In the ball game, the Braves made 25 field goals, 6 of them from three-point range. If there was one chink in the armor, the Braves shot just 58% from the free throw line, 7 out of 12. Kamiakin in the game called for only 6 personal fouls. For the Wahigh Blue Devils, they were led by our Eric Kimball CPA player of the game, Tyler Green. He had 14 points. After that, 10 points for Mitch Lesmeister, 9 for Logan Mullen, 6 for Michael Daniel, 2 points each for Jacob Leaning and Parker Likes. The Blue Devils ended up with 19 field goals in the game, 2 from three-point range. The Blue Devils were a perfect 3-for-3 from the free throw line in the contest this evening, and Wahigh was called for just 8 personal fouls. So now we look ahead to tomorrow night. Hopefully there will be better results coming for both the Wahigh boys and girls basketball teams. Wahigh will be playing host to Hanford. The girls game tomorrow night will tip off at 5:45 and be followed at 7:30 by the boys contest. Of course, we'll have all the action for you on your home for Blue Devil Radio beginning tomorrow night at 5:15, 30 minutes before the scheduled tip-off of the girls' contest between Wahigh and Hanford. Some thank yous to go out this evening. A big thank you to Dirk Hansen, athletic director at Walla Walla High School. And we certainly want to thank very much indeed those we had pregame interviews with as well. A big thank you to our in-studio engineer, Juliana Fazzari, and her father, Rod, who got us started this evening, and then Juliana filled in very, very nicely the rest of the way after Rod got us going in the early stages of our broadcast. Of course, we want to thank our tremendous sponsors who help bring you Wahigh Blue Devil Sports, and yes, we want to thank each and every one of you for hanging with us this evening on what was a tough night for both the Wahigh boys and girls varsity basketball teams. Earlier this evening, the Wahigh girls defeated by the Mid-Columbia Conference leading Kamiakin Braves 63-51. And in the boys' varsity contest, it was Kamiakin 63, Wahigh 43. It is now time to return you to the studios of your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC, 1320 AM. 92.9 FM, of course, 92.9, very close to 93, but not quite there. But certainly want to return you to the studios now that our broadcast has concluded to, again, your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 on the AM side, 92.9 on the FM side. That's KGDC. From the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, we wish each and every one of you a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahigh Blue Devils basketball on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.